Well, I was gonna start off by asking what your tribe is.
Hey?
What your tribe is?
A Chibu.
Are you a chief?
Yeah.
What clan? I mean.
Name?
Yeah.
Luus. Spelled Luus.
Oh. Okay.
Hey?
What does your name mean?
I don't know what the name is.
When were you born?
Hey?
When were you born?
October 18, 1911.
And is that in Kisbeck?
I don't know just where I was born, just across Glenval. That's where all this different ranch was when they were together. Mm. What's the
come
thing? I think I was somewhere around 3 years old when my mother died.
Mm-hmm.
And our grandmother took us back. We live us here. This is Evelyn. They went out to Chris and Andrew from Ethel. Lottie Merlot looked out for my able to at some point.
So you mean there was people living across from our land here?
Yeah, you know the. You know where the rapids is? Mm. It's just below the rapids. It's be one place, and wagon road goes from Kisbeck Salmon Road,
mm-hmm.
and it goes right to that place. And there's a trail that goes here for shortcut for. Moon
mm-hmm.
and that one up there where the telegraph line is
crossed,
we've got a trail there too.
So you just, there was a wagon road there, like, or was it just a...
The wagon road as far as to Kisomar, and I guess we know where to get from on
there.
Right across and gone.
Mm-hmm. And so you had to pack supplies and food from town?
When I was a little boy, there was no car.
Mm-hmm.
Wagon, team of horse.
Have any stories that your parents or your grandparents might have told you?
Story.
You know, like my ghost. I got the story of ghost and whatnot.
Did anyone tell you a story?
My grandma. I know Claire has told me a story. She told me the one about. She didn't know it all, but there was this one story about the chief or something that got his head off. While they were sleeping. During the winter time, they stole his shoes and stuff. This is the only two I think I've got right now.
I always tell a story about where we come from. But I think you'll somebody got the story.
Which one's that?
It's just a story about how to get luck and how to be brave.
I don't think so. I don't think I've got
Mary McKinsey would know.
Yeah, I asked her and she doesn't want to do an interview. I asked her already.
In the old days, they lived in a community house, that's why I'm called Lewis, head of the house in them days.
Mm-hmm.
Not now, I'm head of family.
Mm-hmm.
There's no more community houses anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you like? That you're not supposed to go out at night.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise. And, the young man for the girl, if he's in love with a girl or likes a girl, he's got to show himself to the father or mother.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it should be now, but there's too many young people meeting us on the street.
Mm-hmm.
So this man, he's supposed to be very good. He seems to be cross. He doesn't like, seem not to like boys.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever a boy comes, try to acquaint it to his daughter. He gets serious. Hey, what are you doing here? You're going home. And the boy would go home. No chance. And a man from here, young man, I guess, is with canoes. I know you don't want to do
an
abortion. I think so. An
owl,
yeah. He wants to marry Shuvalet. So he packed up and went to Kulu.
Mm-hmm.
And the Shuvalet come out again and write him what he wants. Kutvanuk says, his crown didn't move. His chief Rus was trying to test him out and he didn't move. But, so the old man went in, you see. He slept by the fire with his hair back.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I got a little something to try it.
Yeah.
It cuts.
Mm-hmm.
And Kutvanuk's did something. He picked up a piece of wood.
Mm-hmm.
Up, about into the house and right in the ember. Some of these charcoals or embers fell upon Suirut, and the live embers were on his face, never moved.
Mm.
And he was showing that he's brave.
Mm.
You brave man. Well, in them days, people make themselves look easy, so they get things easy.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to go up north, make war with these people that live underground.
Mm-hmm.
The Rabbi, what they call. But he has to make himself look. And it takes rooms, double flop, for many days. He wants to feel lucky for one whole year. When you make yourself lucky, you by the fire. Ulk, yeah. And if your Suresh wife sleeps this way, Suresh sleeps, and you she sleeps this way, and not Suresh not supposed to touch and like damaged. Well, Suresh was almost finished. He's not making them. And then he couldn't. He wants to sex with him. So he crawled like this. His wife woke up and said, "You better not. You almost finished what you're doing." I have to cry.
About the Devil's Club?
Devil's Club?
What did you say that was called again?
Ooms.
Okay.
Ooms.
So, did you go to school?
Yeah. They started off after a while, maybe a few of them. They found Sir Martin on the tree. Sir Rush says who would be the bravest, Martin, bare hands. There was a hand to climb. The man would grab the Martin and then they'd start fighting and let it go. Then Nooks went up with the Martin, climbed up, and he got the Martin and gave it to his father. So showing that he is free for anything.
So the young man would have to prove themselves to the father?
Yeah. It's just like you are boys going to school and you're graduated, you went through it and you know it. That's the same way, but not in writing, just in counseling and performing. What to do. And they went up and they made camp under Vic Tree. And sometime in the night they heard something rumbling from the tree. There's a man up on the tree. They're called Lizab Machan. He lives up in the tree. Some kind of a wild. And they did the same thing. They went up, climbing tree, and Maybe it was the bravest one to kick the big man live in a tree.
Mm-hmm.
The others, whenever the others, they got scared and turned back.
Mm-hmm.
The Chinooks went up there again. And he kicked the man down. They were brave. That's why Suiris, they pass his test, looking for anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be something not so easy to get a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And the place where they're going, they say, is there's a village that they live underground, in the houses underground.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, this side of that, it was like it's the village is on the other side of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they were on this side, they were ghettos. And I know the place a little bit, there was a rock cracked like this, opened up.
Mm-hmm.
And the groundhogs go in there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're called Amansugui. You call them the groundhogs in there.
Mm-hmm.
That's in them days, the groundhog is money and food, and green bags, no checks. And Suiris made a wish. They say, Pasa! Pasa, that means a wish. Pasa,
find a man in there?
Yeah, I wish we would find a man in that ground. And I went up there and found a man.
Mm.
And from the people live in the underground. That's why he makes himself lucky, you see.
Mm.
He wants to win his war or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they asked the man, took him and asked him all the details they need to know about the village side. And he told them and he let them go. Let them go home. And Suiris made another wish. Besides the Trabachtagir. He made a wish that this man would forget all about them, what happened. That's, it's like, his wish is like authority, or because he's been making himself lucky. One year, like, our ancestors call it, that 1 year it comes right one round.
Mm-hmm.
And the man got home and he forgot about the people that captured him and didn't tell anybody. And when they were over the mountain, and I believe the village too far down. The villagers see them moving.
Mm-hmm.
And he made another wish that the villagers should come and charge. meeting in the woods, and he said, beside your husband, there was love in there.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they come up, and they didn't see anything just big trees.
Mm.
And they went back, and during the night, further than the village, they made a skin of grizzly, I guess, and they covered it with pig's skin, so the arrows don't pierce through. And next day, one of them got a deer skin and walked on the hill, and all the young men up to kill the bear. And the ambush just got into the village and captured the village.
And this actually happened?
Hey?
Like, you got this from your grandfather?
Yeah, they took some captives, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Home, and they would let them go a while.
And Claire, it said, some of the people around here, something about a bear figure in the mountain or something?
Who?
Clara Harris.
Oh.
I interviewed her last week, last time she was there. And she was talking something about a bear figure in the mountain. There's supposed to be some sort of story along with that. Do you know anything about that?
It's the story I know about the bear in the mountain. There's some other stories from down the coast. I told the story about people from Kitsilas. The young man that never do any they live the same way, but they don't have the clothes like we have now.
Mm-hmm.
Or the comfort. Maybe they have just one skin.
Mm-hmm.
They got no pants. And it's the same way to say you have to be. They say that you have to be early in the morning, up early. That's what we're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
I tell Carla all the time. I got up for her at 7 and try to get her ready. Sometimes minutes before she gets up.
Mm-hmm.
I told her, if you don't early, there's no money in the pocket.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Can I ask you about your son's stuff? Like, did you go to school?
No. I was raised here. My grandmother, she's kind of an aunt, what I call her grandmother.
Mm.
But my own mother died. And there are people that go out and go up on the mountains for groundhogs or gathering food like the ach. Mm. That's what they eat. Other foods are goat. Die. We used to have a little Indian day school over below the church where I went to school. I never went to school very much. They take me out like in August, September, trapping and late in November they come home for Christmas. Go out. Go out again around late February. And that's the way I go.
So you got most of your education out in the bush then?
Yeah. Well, that's why I am. I'm 77 now, but I'm not too old. That's the strength. Packing meat over mountains and what I do is to go out trapping them on a trap line. And when they camped near a little creek, I woke up in the morning. I pick up the teapot that's barefoot. Before I put my shoes on, go barefooting on the snow or road. That's my education. Yeah, to be brave. Brave to storms. I quit school when I was 11 years old. I got up to fourth grade here and all that. I didn't quit reading. I can spell good, and I read books, and I don't know much about the Rick and other things.
Any whites going to school here with the Indians, or just...
Hey?
Were there any people going to school here?
Yeah. They don't go to school like young people go now. Like Emma went to school here and they can only teach the fifth grade. And she went through that book read for about 3-4 years. Mm-hmm. Nothing. And then some went to residential schools like Edmonton and Alberni and Chilliwack.
Was that for the higher
school? Yeah, well, they learn quite a bit about living with white people. Mm. George, Vera and Glory went to Alberni. I guess Vera was the one to graduate in not residential but high school down there where she just stayed at the Istanbul school and Goose school and Alberni High School.
So she went to school with the white people then?
Yeah. Well, in the old days, it's when you go to town and the people, Indians in town or the whites, there's like fire and water. And why do people think the Indians are dirty and germ carrying it?
Mm.
No.
So there are a lot of problems?
Yeah. And we used to be, we Sapanis there, we call ourselves a Wildwood Orchestra. We played down there every Christmas Eve dance, and we played post and around Terrace and Smithers. And then in 1945, I think when the Second World War was over, there's some came home from here, and if the people, if the Indians come into the white man's stands in Hazleton,
mm-hmm.
they'll stop us. Well, this man, I guess Solomon Jack is one of them, George Holland, Philip Morrison, Jimmy Dean, and I don't remember the other. Yes, Philip Morrison paid his way in to enjoy himself, and one of the Mensons spat in his face, and there's a near right, and Holly was a young woman in them days, probably surgeon,
mm-hmm.
just married Bill, and Bill was a pilot, and Holly was a good-natured woman, and the natives as to get out of the hall and go up to Max Hall. I guess you never see that in Max Hall.
Is that by the church?
No, up on the hill. The bay there, right near the bank.
Yeah.
That's, it's burnt down, not that one. Lower ground. And I was a mandarin in him day. I said, no, I'm going to ask. And Polly came to me, and she was on her knees asking us to stay. And I said to Polly, we'll stay if you let in the stands with you people. I called Bill over, Bill Sargent. He made a speech. Oh, I said, from now on, the Indians will dance with us.
Oh,
no. The dance went on after. Not very long after the get together at school down there.
Mm-hmm.
Elementary, that's what they call it, Amalgamated School.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, invite me go to school together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing that made possible, because
mm-hmm.
I didn't get mad.
Mm-hmm.
That's six. Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could you tell me about the feasts and the celebrations they had, like, a while ago?
The feast,
yeah, what kinds were there?
Natives?
Mm-hmm.
I guess your grandmother told you things.
She didn't really. I got her in a bad day. She didn't really tell me too much.
Well, first of all, when I'm a little boy, they'll give me a name. My boyhood name is Shada. In them days, that's a little fork, a little head just sticking up. I came out from frog or eagle tribe. And if you call my name, you just say, I'm Kshadash, the West Corner now. And same way with the young girls, they have.
So all the young kids got names?
Yeah. Well, these things like your father and mother has to work the children in that kind of business. If you are my daughter and you just turned into womanhood, you know what it means. They have to give you a name to, and your grandmommy has to tell you the don'ts for young girls a little longer. And, I know a few, if you eat any fresh meat or fresh fish when you're flowing, or that means that you're going to have trouble with your body after a while. And it goes the same with a man. You shoot a deer or a moose and a very young girl would eat the fresh meat, I'm in trouble with my eyes after that. And it's true. It's all forgotten now, but few of us should remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And as you learn in the way of the field, you get another name.
And do you pass this name on to somebody else?
Yeah, they have to. The ones coming after you have to take it off. Take it over you if you want to. And my name was Amksha. And then another name is Choda. My other name is Gilhan. And I got loose now. So see how I work up and that way. And my children are, we should call them sister, prince or princess, yeah. Like I said, the white people call it prince or princess. In the olden days, the smorgasbord around 5 o'clock and wakes up his family, or and he tells some in life after he's gone. I went with my father, and he talks like if he's gonna cut his throat sometimes. It's very cross. He showed me how to sit. He got mad one time when I didn't do it with a poke note with his cane right on my lips. What they say about young people, if an older person tells you what to do, you listen, don't think it's just nuts. Mm-hmm. Whether it's like that. Because an older person has been through that kind of a road, mm-hmm. life's road. If you take in the very rough things they say, mm-hmm. you take in, your tears will run down your face. That means you remember. Somebody else would be told what to do on the mat and get up and go out and slam the door. That person will never make it. And it's very true. I used to tell Teddy about getting up early, you know, Teddy in Blackwater. We raised him, and he used to get mad and the door and go out. He said, "No money in your bunk bed. You have to go and work, mm-hmm. earn your living." He was like that for quite a while, and I told him again, and he walked. He said. Didn't work, he looked for a job. He got a job. He's been around with women, you know, and mm-hmm. he let them stay long with them and leave them again.
Can you tell me about the flood of 36?
Hey?
The big flood?
The 36?
Yeah. Can you tell me about that?
Well, I didn't know too much about where I lived in Hazleton at that time. I stayed with Emma in 1936, and the people down there, when they see a lot, the tree goes down close to the bank to mm-hmm. put out the rope and hook on it and hook it in. And during that, it was a very cool spring. And the river didn't carry much. And it was light until, I think it starts up on the 22nd of May, up in 26. And, we lived down there. I go up to the bridge, for my bridge, every morning and watch the water boiling there. The old bridge, not that bridge we got there now. It's a little bit lower than that one. And the water is just about that much under the bridge. You can You can feel the tremor, like that. And the rocks even sooner. You could see houses come down the hill. And the river and go through the canyon and crack up and go under. Big trees the same way. They go and just sucked in by the current and go under and come out around the bend. And I was with the group going up here to help out the people here. And we have to put a canoe on the truck because we can go over the ridge at 4 miles, but there's lots of water on that because the road was low at the time. And we used the canoe goes to the ridge and over to the hill. We tied the canoe up. Got some ropes. Ropes and on our way up Glenval, you know, turned up. Some people moved up as they hit the river, the bank of Glenval. They moved right beside the road.
Wasn't the creek overflowing too?
What?
That creek near the turn, didn't that overflow?
No, I don't think it is flowing. Oh, I don't remember. Because in them there are many trucks around here and old cars. 1936, there's a few. And when they got here, just below the hill here and all around to the ridge there's water, and the old hall was just water was just touching the bottom, but there is no wind. The current is on the other side, swift water runs on the other side. Down here and around it's just like a lake. They just tie the houses up in a peg and move like that. And one man is a deaf guy and he tore out the shore all by himself. And lived down there to travel by canoe. And they moved up in the cemetery. where the church is now. They move up there. The rails washed out there all the way, and we couldn't get up to the canneries. So we have to go up by rail the other way, past Earth into Red Pass, and we got into weather in them days is station there, the train stopped, and I remember the temperature down there Fahrenheit is 120 in the state. Bernie, like Bernie. Gloria and George were just little kids. We used to play music on the train. Lights on, sweetheart. And white people really like it. And we got into Vancouver, and they wouldn't let us around. Call us wild people. And you can eat down there for 15 cents in them days. And we go up by to Rupert. I think that little boat is called Adelaide, Princess Adelaide. And that's what I know about the flood. All this is down there washed out, washed away, and some of the totem poles in it.
Used to live down around by the point.
Yeah. That's why they moved up here, you see.
Mm-hmm.
All the village down close to the river before. All the way down from the point to up here and where Freddy starts. But the only house that was near here is that one in the United Church, that, like where the Lawrence is now on flight, and another one here, Matthias Wesley, Alexander White, and that's all. If you live about 77 years, you'll have a long race.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
I was going to ask you about what it was like before the telephone lines came in.
Telephone?
Telephone.
Phone?
Yeah. Or were they already in when you were small?
Telephone, I don't remember. We don't have telephones. This old house, you know, I built myself. I really like it because I built it and I spent money on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very good, but it makes me happy to build my own house. And we used to have one behind Jeffrey's house. It's an old house. We bought from Emma's father. The only place you phone sometimes is to the mission house. One phone there, and and it's, but then it seems kind of a hard thing to do. You know how much you got from the government for this house? 100 bucks. Yeah, I got all the materials. We used to have a million or so, maybe. I'm going west. Up the hill here. Now, I cut my own number. I made the forms out of rough number. It's been stamped for 38 years now. I didn't have any chlorine, concrete chlorine in the bottom, but I have a few walls. And the phone, the lights, you see hydro? I got the phone first, I guess, and you should tell.
The phone before the lights?
I said, yeah. Mm. You know, it's another thing that we have to do when we were able to do it for like a little community here or involved. Mm-hmm. It's, we made the rivers made a petition to ask the BC Hydro to come here and install lights. And it was 11 years before we get it after that. And we have to cut our own poles. Cedar, we have to cut our way down from here, Glenval, and cut into the side of Sampson's place, Sampson. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we helped them along the side, right into the road. That's history.
What did you do for entertainment when you were a little boy? Like, what kind of games did you play? Besides Olam, I think everybody's played Olam.
Oh, I'm a little happy, lucky boy.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like to I used to have a band here, you know, Little's Band. They usually go into looking for concert, you know, band concert. And I think in them days, as a little boy, I sing. I sing called Lazy. Lazy, I want to be lazy. And George Wilson died, Gladys' wife, husband. He plays Charlie Chaplin, just like Charlie Chaplin himself. Percy Sterity sings one of the songs, "There I'm Going South." Yes, there I'm south. Tastes her cane right in my mouth. Yeah, and that's how I learned to play the clarinet, you see. They gave us a scale like the scale C. Do you know anything about music?
No.
There's scales like the scale of C, F, G, E, and B flat. E flat. They have their own scale and the key use and I just gave me a C scale and a written with juice and I learned to play the scale in there. And after a while I learned to play one of the songs. See, I nearly went crazy. And after that I almost make that little thing. I play the sax too. And when I stayed with Emma, I never drink any strong drink. I used to drink a little before, but I don't really drink. When I stayed with Emma, I guess you know how people are there. So even my brothers want to get me in to drink. I didn't care much for 2 years, you know, I never buy any drink. And after a while I sat in, what do you call it? In them days we were not allowed to buy liquor in liquor store. So when I started, Emma started making malt beer. Everybody's doing that. Malt. Malt beer. It's just like beer in the store. It's really strong. And, even bottles and cap them. It's like have to make home brew, and I started to drink steady after a while, alcoholic. And that's part of my life. To see this way I got in and come out of it. Emma used to drink, never drink, but she started drinking and she's wild when drinks. So I wanted to quit drinking. And there was a group from Kitkatla come up in sometime in March, I guess. There, and that's the time I told Emma that I'm not drinking. And we got some stuff in there in the house. I wanted to drink it all up. We drank for 4 days, and next morning the group arrived. We took in two couples, and Emma was cleaned up the house, but I guess it smells like beer. Clara is the name of the woman. She was singing, where could I go, seeking a refuge for my soul. Well, I really mean that I don't want it anymore. So after Joe Innes preached, he came right at me. First one I didn't even wait to, for him to say anything to me, you know. And I prayed, you listen to how I prayed. Lord Jesus, I said, I don't want to drink more. Please put a padlock on my mouth. So if no more drinks come through. It's 38 years now. God works just like magic when you are true with Him. Not just pretending. There's a lot of people who want to, my friends, I got a whole lot of drinking friends. They come up here in a 10th of May, told me that they got lots of beer, you know, to drink. My first temptation. Found me up on the ball grounds here. And they said, hey, Zeph, I got a lot of drinks, let's go down the house and have a drink. I told them I've been converted. Drink anymore. Anyway, I said to him, go down the house and you can have your drink. I'm not going to drink. But I still sing for you and Joe, but no more drink. And we went down to the house over there. And they were starting in bottles of beer and gave me one. I said, I don't drink anymore. I told the Lord that I'm not going to drink. That kind of honesty, if you know that there is a God that is alive, if you stay with your promise, you'll do well. And if you listen to your best friend, you'll fall back right in the ditch. That's what's happened to people now. So they say, I'm going to praise him as I live, and they fell out the ditch right away. Well, them people, in the fall, they all went back drinking, like late Charles Johnson, Mary Johnson Wallace, and all the others. Morrison, Gertie, Stephen Morrison, Elsie, and so on. They all went back into the ditch. And I started having services in that church. And I don't know how to preach, but God put some words in my mouth. And the whole village received the word of God. And next year I fasted for 40 days. I received gifts from God, you know. It's not like wrapped up, it's a gift from heaven. About healing and other things. It's the same way with you. If you are married, met a man and promised for God and the people, and you're surprised after a while you've broken your promise, you see. That's the same way with God. And when you are surprised, it's with your mates or your children suffer. Maybe they won't suffer much at first, but after a reproach scene that goes, comes out from broken marriages, all that, people die, you see Boris here. I couldn't forget Dolores, it's taken as my More questions?
Yeah, do you know anything about why a few people from here moved down to Glendale?
Hey?
Do you know why the people from here moved to where Glendale now?
Yeah, I heard about it, but it was before my time.
Yeah.
See, they got only one church. Come in! It's moved into Glendale, no?
Mm-hmm.
It's about the church denomination. The enemy uses the denomination to break up people. Mm-hmm. You see, I guess a man, I don't know who it is, maybe Mark A. from down below, I guess he was a salvationist.
Mm-hmm.
He told the people about it, I guess, and some people they want to be in what they see and other than they have. Tell you that the denominations don't have any power. You see, the United States, they call it didn't have any power.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like the Pentecostals or Salvation Army or any other church.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have God in that thing. It's have anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you are a true Christian, you are the church of God. You have a temple in here,
mm-hmm.
like I was telling you about how to be true and honest about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And God is not dead. Since we heard about Adam and Eve and Abraham and so on,
mm-hmm.
Joshua, the Silas, the only way we could come close to God is to seek Him, like I said, fasting,
mm-hmm.
and all that. That's God, and it brings revival. There's lots of us here when I was doing that. And I've seen an angel in a vision in a church. You know, I was fasting on for about 2 weeks at least, and I was still. There's a piece of the tower's got to be covered with heathen bricks, like, you know, not the stuff with it on there now.
Mm-hmm.
And, I wanted to do that, and the little packet is weigh about 50, 60 pounds. I couldn't lift them up, so I have to hire boys to take them up for me, like, what's his name? Sheridan's, Bobby Stevens.
Mm-hmm.
And one of you granny's grandson, Calvin. And every day I before I go up into the church and kneel down below the pulpit and say a prayer, someone would where below where I was working by myself. And they would say, God help you. And one day when I entered a church, I see in a vision, I saw, it's not like us. It's all bright. You can see light in his hair, in the face of science. And he's a mighty looking man. He's got a rope, white rope. It's not Jesus, it's one of the mighty angels. I was just about crawling to Nath River now. And this man was like that, looking toward Nath. His hair is just down here. It's kind of brown and black. I nearly touched him, but he didn't say anything to me. I just see him in the vision. It's the reason why you see me still alive, you see. I've gone through a lot of funny sicknesses. And I've always come out of it. Before they're afraid. I guess they have meetings about it and if it wanted to have an army church and the village, and the main part of the village, the majority of the village didn't want it, you see. Mm-hmm. But they want it, and they have meetings about it, and there's some funny story about a man that wants to be a salvation. He says, "You never hear anything like this. We were called Effort League, you know." It says, "I'm glad Effort League free. I'm glad everything in heaven." It says, "I'm glad salvation's free." I guess it hurts in nearly a fight sometimes. But it's, I don't know what to call it. Like the Pentecostals too, they even go around and tell the people to join the church. Stephen Morrison, my own Mary, telling them that whoever says this will not be saved. It's just the devil. I used to see, if you're a Christian, I used to see visions, you know, like the devil falling, head down. You think you'd see him no more. All of a sudden it popped up. The devil against the works of God. And on days, one night we see something like a jet smoke from over the mountain one night, and it nearly our smoke from this nearly touched it. Goes right over there. And you would see something like snow, white at night, and falling like illuminated, like science wonders. We went to Kitten School that one time and we were to go to Kirtanrach too, you know. Kirtanrach says, don't know nothing about the Holy Spirit. And, this thing followed us, this smoke, something bright in the sky. So when we get in the above Kirtanrach, part of it down there and the other one went up ahead of us in the spoon. And some of us came back here and we stayed in Kuhn. We were to go to Kirtanrach at that time, but didn't get out of the church because people are falling in love with prophecy. Somebody walked outside and looked into the window. See a devil among us. They'd come and go to talk to you. Never move. And that's how it is.
Everything else to say before we finish up?
Yeah.
So,
sure.
So I'm finished with my questions.
I don't know very much about the people down there. It's before my time.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a meme and the end of the world. I heard some stories about that down there, but I don't want to say anything about it.
Yeah, most people don't say anything about
it. Yeah.
What about the wars? Do you remember anything about that? World War II?
Huh?
World War II? Do you remember anything about that? Was this area affected by the war?
No, what we know about that is flu epidemic in 1918, nearly killed everybody. A funeral every day here in Bonn, all over.
So you didn't really feel the effects of the war at all?
Hey?
You didn't really feel the effects of it at all? It was food ration.
I used to be around very much, but since I'm old, I don't let go places like. And another thing, I have no car now, and it's real, I have no car.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I'm going around for 3 hours to get a ride down and pay the gas.
I think we finished. We'll go see somebody else. What's his name? But